And I remember one time where he was really hard on me for, I don't know, it was over a year. You know, just like, you know, I was consistent. He was really hard on me. And then after a time, I'm practicing, working with it, and studying, and really trying to give myself to the practice. And then, slowly realize, what he really wants me to do is just what I have to do is really the whole essence of this practice and of his teaching is around relinquishment and that letting go. And really being willing to relinquish, willing to let go of one's preferences, let go of one's attachments, let go of one's self-view, just be willing to let go of everything. And I remember going to him one day and saying, you know, I think I've understood what you want me to do, and I think I'm ready be on your good side again. he looked over at me with this really sly kind of smile, and he said, "You give up?" I give up. really cherished that thought of it. And again, you know, people ask you, "Oh, you know, was it so wonderful?" Yeah, well, sometimes it was wonderful, but sometimes it wasn't. And but one had to be willing to give oneself to the Dhamma. And he was somebody who drew that out of people. And that's not just the monastic community, the monks and nuns that lived with him, but the lay community also. It was